New Zealand cat owners are reacting with outrage against a plan to drastically reduce the number of free-roaming cats. The plan was proposed by a well-known economist named Gareth Morgan.
Do you need to have 3 or 4 cats? Some people have 10 or 12. Can you get away with one cat? And if you've got a cat and you're like native birds, when your cat goes and dies, do you need to replace it?
The movement is rooted in a long-standing national concern about the dwindling population of native birds. That includes the kiwi, that are struggling against New Zealand's cat population, which is, by the way, the largest per capita in the world. Here to discuss kiwis' cat war is ecologist Dr. James Russell. He's senior lecturer at the University of Auckland. Dr. Russell, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. Hello from New Zealand.
Well, first, a little background on this Gareth Morgan. Obviously, people are paying attention to him. Who is he?
Gareth Morgan is a famous economist in New Zealand who did quite well managing some funds. And he recently, initially through a trip to Antarctica, became very impassioned about conservation issues affecting New Zealand and our wider region.
So what is he proposing as far as cats are concerned?
With regards to cats, as is common throughout the world, there's this tension between cats' roles as a serious predator of birds, but also as a really important companion animal. And it's something that kind of bubbles under the surface, and people are not always willing to talk about it. And Gareth Morgan used his, in New Zealand we call it mana, which is like his reputation, to get up there and say, hey, look, we do need to have a conversation about this and think about what are we doing with the species in this country.
Well, in fact, he has called cats pests and compared them to the lesser-loved mammal, the rat. What is his case exactly?
Exactly. So New Zealand is an island nation, a lot like Hawaii and many other island groups around the world, where native mammals don't occur, native land mammals. And so we had introductions with the original colonists of species like rats and mice, which nobody wanted. But as a side effect of that, they introduced cats as well. So these species, the cats and the rats, don't naturally belong in these ecosystems, but they have a big negative effect on the native birds.
I guess that there are a few mammals that are actually native to New Zealand, aren't there?
Yeah, we had 3 species of bats, which were the only land mammals we've had, and they were remnants from when New Zealand split off from Australia. And we also have a great diverse community of marine mammals, but in terms of actual non-flying land mammals, we didn't have anything whatsoever. And so it's all been a bit of a shock to these birds, which evolved in the absence of mammalian predators that hunt by smell. And so when you introduce these mammalian predators, the bird species are rapid to go extinct. And in fact, since human arrival in New Zealand, we've lost over 40% of our terrestrial bird species to extinction.
Mm. New Zealanders have a great affection for birds, from what I understand. Tell us a little bit about that.
We do. It's evolved with our cultural identity. In fact, if you look at our currency, the notes all have a famous New Zealander on one side from history and a native bird species on the other side. So whereas other countries, our neighbours Australia, empathise strongly with the kangaroo, New Zealanders, as part of their national identity, identify with these native birds we have. And so the kiwi, as strange as it is to have a flightless nocturnal bird, it's our national emblem and we're greatly proud of it, and we'll be damned if we're going to let it go extinct.
Well, of course, a lot of people also identify with their cats, and now Gareth Morgan is advocating for, what, complete extermination of cat species? What's his proposal exactly?
What Gareth actually proposed was that people that currently own cats in an urban domestic setting might want to consider whether that's the most useful pet or the most healthy pet to have in our native ecosystems. When it comes time to replace that cat, Gareth wasn't outright proposing that we eradicate all cats from New Zealand. Hopefully we can look at least for those cats in an urban domestic setting, a more responsible management regime, because New Zealand, we have very strict dog registration and microchipping and management laws. You certainly wouldn't let your dog roam the streets in the evening and just say, oh, it has a natural right to roam. That would be considered ghastly. However, with cats, we don't have any requirement to register them, nor to microchip them, nor to keep them indoors and prevent them from roaming themselves. So we're hoping is a real positive outcome as a kind of middle ground from this debate that cats can be looked after more and kept indoors more and registered.
How much would this program cost as proposed?
The actual predator-free New Zealand proposal, which is actually at this stage just focused on the 3 problem species of stoats and rodents and possums, has a price tag which on the back of the envelope comes out at about 26 billion New Zealand dollars, so about 20 billion US dollars, to remove those three species permanently from New Zealand. But in about 50 years, should the technology be available? So with regards to cats, we're not looking at putting any cost or any figure on that. It's not a top-down government type of program. What Gareth was really saying was just as a community, we need to consider the role these cats have.
There are New Zealanders who are upset about this plan, but I've also been reading about Americans in full force writing their protest to this plan. I mean, what do you think when you look at those kind of posts in New Zealand? You think, well, you know, mind your own business. What business do you have telling us how to manage our cat problem?
It's really interesting because this whole cat management issue, I think it comes down to being a human issue. It's a typical conservation conflict where it's about the humans that value the birds in conflict with the humans that value the cats. And so we have to remember that as in any human issue, there's this cultural lens we look through it. And when you're comparing, say, even just quite similar Western nations like the United States and New Zealand, the cultural lens can actually be quite different. And so just as we in New Zealand sometimes look at some of the decisions that your government, say, makes in the United States and think those are quite strange, at the same time, I think the United States citizens that love cats or love birds are legitimately looking through their cultural lens at what we're doing in New Zealand and thinking, wow, are you guys actually going to go ahead with this thing that Gareth Morgan's proposed?
Dr. James Russell, senior lecturer at the University of Auckland. Much of his research examines what makes species threatened or invasive and how those trends can be reversed. I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Now we have a link to read more and to weigh in with your own thoughts at wordofmouthradio.org.
And wider and brighter, we bite and